the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, I admire Joe Lindsay so much that I did something I almost never do. I played two extremely talented male singer-songwriters before getting ready to introduce him to you. I usually try to mix it up a little bit, like play a bluegrass band before a male singer-songwriter. It's just my thing, you know. I don't want you to have to follow, these incredibly talented national recording artists. But I don't, you know, Joel stands on his own. So you just heard Bob Franke, the Roads Are Long in Canada, and then Tom Payne with a beautiful song, We Are Each Other's Angels. Thanks for being with us here at SLB. Joel is going to do a couple songs for us. Let's talk a little bit with Joel before playing Geo. We don't do that often, but you've got a new album coming out that's a departure of sorts. Joel fronts Boulevard of the Allies, the band, and you're going to do a solo effort, eh?
That's right. We've got two seemingly never-ending albums right now. I think the end is finally getting there. With the Boulevard of the Allies album, we're just arguing over the final details, like all bands probably do. And with my solo record, which is kind of a bluegrassy country kind of solo album, I'm arguing with myself over the final details. So just the final arguments. But I think the song I'm going to play today, the first one is... and most songwriters will probably be able to relate to this. It's a new old song. So it's one of those songs that you started years ago and you always knew it was something worth working on, but even in final drafts, it just never felt like it was complete. And, I strongly feel that, you know, a songwriter sometimes will, just because you've reached the end of your songwriting process for a song, it might still only be the first draft, and I don't think that you should be afraid to say, you know what, the chorus is good, but let's change those verses. We can do better. And that's what I think I've done with this song. This is a song I wrote maybe 10 years ago, but parts of it I liked. And just really last week, I said, I'm rewriting this. So this is I'm debuting this. I've never played this before. This is the newest version of one of my songs. The song is called The Place Where We Belong. And it goes like this.
I will make forever, I'll be yours, and forever starts today. Wherever you follow, let me come along. Can't you see it's heavenly, the place where we belong? Take away the sky, the moon, the stars, the sun, 'cause you're all I wanna see. You have always been the one, standing face to face, the words that I will say. Forever I'll be yours, and forever starts today. Wherever you go, I will always follow. Let me come along. Can't you see it's heavenly, the place where we, you and I, gonna make this work. We're gonna try, gonna try, gonna try. We've seen dark days, but for better or worse, spread our wings, gonna fly, gonna fly. No matter how mad this world will make us, there's no force gonna separate us. Standing on a rooftop, singing out loud, there ain't nothing gonna stop us now. Wherever you go, I will always follow. Let me come along. Can't you see it's heavenly, the place where we belong?
I like how complete that song sounds. That's Joe Lindsay. It's has to. I just can't imagine what it's like to have a song that you put aside and then decide to pick back up again. Do they nag at you?
I think it's you feel guilty for dissecting something that you've once created and said was complete, but I think you have to let go if you think you can do a better job with something. If you think that. Say, for me, it was the chorus of that song. You know, it's super simple, and the verses just didn't dress the chorus in the way that I wanted to. It didn't promote the choruses in the way that I wanted it to. So I just said, look, you know, how am I going to work around this chorus to support it better? So I kind of bit the bullet, and I said, I'm taking this song apart. And it's kind of a difficult thing to do. You kind of let go.
Yeah.
Say, let's do this. It's for the good of the song.
I imagine you critique other people's songs. They must ask you to critique them from time to time.
Probably only my students. But, yeah.
But it's probably much easier to critique somebody else's work than your own, I would think. Do you seek feedback on songs when you...
I absolutely do. Whenever I'm done with a gig, you know, I love for somebody... to just, you know, give me constructive feedback. I always want to improve. And I think that's something happens with maturity. When you're young, it's kind of difficult to hear that. But for me, it's always been about, you know, taking feedback and you know, and adjusting and growing. It's the only way of improving is by, you know, listening to the feedback of others, you know, as long as it's constructive and adapting and evolving, you know, as an artist.
Yeah, and often there's a lot of clarity if you've got, of course you want to hear feedback from anybody who's taken the time to listen to you, but there are certain people that are really, that end up being hallmarks in your life that can give you not necessarily instruction, just ideas or thoughts.
No, absolutely. I mean, I just played a great show with my band at the Pittsburgh Winery with Boulevard of the Allies. And the whole band, as soon as we came off, we all felt like it wasn't a particularly good gig. And people said, oh, yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'm glad that people enjoyed it. But I had one particular friend who said to me, you guys were good, but there was something tonight that you weren't quite in the pocket, which is an expression that means, you know, it wasn't 100% tight. There were things that weren't quite aligned. As soon as he said that, I said, thank you for being honest with me, because I felt exactly the same way. You know, a musician or an artist will appreciate it when somebody who cares about them will be honest with them. You know, we need that. All musicians or all artists, whatever it is you do, sometimes you need that person who you trust to say to you, this is what needs to, you know, this is how you can improve. And, you know, I really appreciate him saying that.
Have you had occasions where... you thought you did really poorly, yet the feedback you get is anything but that? Where they think you just were absolutely, you know, rock solid?
I've had very few times when I've come off stage and thought that was a really good performance. I'm very, very critical. But another thing that I've learned through the years as a musician is when you come off stage and you think you've done badly and everybody's there who's come to see you says it was fantastic. You know, I used to be a bit of a downer. Oh no, it sucked. It wasn't that good. But nobody wants to hear that. They want to. I'll say to them, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for coming. All that kind of thing. Even if for me, I'm thinking, oh man, I really didn't think I hit that stuff as well as I could have. But I think I've become more appreciative of people coming out to my shows. If they enjoy the music, then I'm happy.
Yeah, I think most musicians and performers, I even feel this way about myself sometimes, is you have the worst seat in the house. You see every flaw, you see every error or mistake that other people often don't even notice, or if they notice, are far more willing to excuse them than Absolutely. You yourself are. And it's always interesting to me. I know you had a late night last night, so we're going to have one more song, I think, from you. I did want to mention that Joel, first of all, you can go to Joel's website at Joel, J-O-E-L,
yep, two L's
Lindsay, .com. Just
for
kidding.
For my solo stuff. And let me add, I did have a late night last night. It was because I was performing, not because I was up playing video games.
Yes. Yeah. I
don't want to sound like I wasn't prepared for this.
Joel has a forthcoming solo album, but he's also the double wide in Mars. Wow.
Right.
Is that's related to the double wide?
In the south side.
In the south side. Is that, mm-hmm. I have a feeling I know right where that is.
It's a nice place. It's kind of part of what I do. I play a lot of original gigs, solo gigs, and with the band. But I guess professionally, you'll find me playing in restaurants and bars and the casinos. And I do a lot of private event work. So the Double Wide Grill is one of those gigs I'll probably play for 3 hours, and I'll play my own stuff as well as some Beatles, some of the more modern stuff, Jason Mraz, The Lumineers. So if you go on my calendar on the joellindsay.com website, there are gigs, some family-friendly stuff, some wine bars, or whatever it is you're looking for.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm all over town.
There's a lot of early gigs. I just happened, and just so I don't leave you hanging, the Double Wide gig is February 28th, which is a Saturday night at 9:30. But there's plenty prior to that, including this Friday at Beer Market, which is
the one that I should plug. Actually, if you're looking for somewhere romantic, February 14th, I'm playing at a place called Trapezzano, which I think is in Shadyside.
Yeah, Shadyside, Trapezzano Italian Chop House.
And that's gonna be that'll be a nice night.
Yeah, that looks good. And I think I'm curious about the Double Wide, because I think I know what that may have used to. It's not. Is it a new restaurant or is it
I'm not sure. But they've replicated the style from the one in the south side.
I think I know right where it is. I used to spend a lot of time in Mars. I worked out near there. Joel Lindsay is the voice of the voice that you are hearing. It's 27 after 11. We're going to visit with some Cub Scouts in about 15 minutes or so. Thank you for all you do to nurture the musicians you've been working with. You really have a gift for doing that. You truly do. If you heard Sophie half an hour ago, a 10-year-old singing and writing songs and having the patience to hone lyrics and present the songs artfully, not just I'm going to race through this, get it done and go home, but really enjoying the moment and the process. And I'm sure she's learning that from you.
Well, the kids just love coming here and performing. And I think that this is a great opportunity for young kids. I know when I was, 10 years old, coming and performing in a place like the Saturday Light Brigade would have been a dream come true. So they really appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I think it really keeps them interested in their craft, to have something like this to look forward to. So, Sophie absolutely nailed it today. And hopefully she'll be able to come back sometime soon and provide some more of her new songs for your listeners.
You know, I never thought about it, but it gives me something to look forward to as well. Yes. It's funny the way that cycle works. Joel's going to do one more song, and then we've got more music for you this morning, too. Is this another relatively new one?
This is another new one. This is a Boulevard of the Allies song, but it also works solo. So just a quick background on this song. Most songwriters like myself, we're somewhat troubled individuals, I guess you could say. And if you have a girlfriend or a wife and you're a songwriter, you might hear these same words as I did, which is from my wife, Amy, who's from Beaver County. Just a quick plug to Beaver County there. Amy would always say to me, you never write just a purely sweet, nice song. You know, there's always something. Why can't you just write just a straight up sweet song? But I think, like I said, songwriters, we're kind of, we're strange beings, and, you know, we always have to put a twist and a turn on things. So I tried to write this, you know, very pure song. The song is called My Love Is Going Nowhere. The meaning of that to me was, my love is here to stay, you know, honey. But of course she heard it as, my love is doomed. So I guess that's as close as you're going to get from me as being a perfectly sweet, pure song. But I'll play the song, and you can tell me what you.
But you're still.
a nice song. Thanks, Joel, for being here. And here's looking forward to seeing you again soon. Joel Lindsay at the Saturday Light Brigade, joellindsay.com for more details. Look for him with Boulevard of the Allies, too.